T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Wednesday, August 12th. The Democratic ticket is set. More on that on the way.
I'm Rodney Price. Wichita's mask mandate will continue a little longer. We have the details coming up.
Kansas educators make new recommendations for back to school. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Cloud cover has moved into south central Kansas as some thunderstorms are mainly off to our west. That can oftentimes affect our daytime temperature and if we see more storms later on. And we'll talk about that in our forecast here in just a few minutes.
Currently in Wichita, we have a cloudy sky. It is 71 degrees. The Wichita City Council has extended the city's mask order to after Labor Day.
The mandate was first enacted on July 3rd and requires face coverings for residents out in public when social distancing isn't possible. Vice Mayor Cindy Claycomb said local hospitals are encouraged by what they are seeing since the mandate was enacted.
They really believe that this downturn, one of the things that is leading to that is masking. So I thought that was good information that everybody should have.
Fia Christie and Wesley report 8 fewer COVID-19 patients in their hospitals, 6 fewer in ICU. Council members Fry, Bluebaugh, and Clendenin voted against the mask extension. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
And Harvey County also extending its mask order into the middle of next month. The Democratic ticket is set. Former Vice President Joe Biden selecting California Senator Kamala Harris as his running mate.
Weeks of speculation ended with a text message. The Biden campaign supporter, Senator Kamala Harris, will be the Democratic vice presidential nominee. In a statement, former Vice President Joe Biden says he needs someone working beside him who is tough, smart, and ready to lead. President Trump says he considered Harris a number one draft pick, but was surprised at Biden's choice because she was disrespectful to him during primary debates.
She was extraordinarily nasty to Kavanaugh. Judge Kavanaugh then, now Justice Kavanaugh.
Former President Obama says his vice president nailed the decision. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Responding to protests across the country, President Trump is saying there should be a federal response.
The president making it clear help is available for beleaguered cities dealing with nightly unrest for more than 2 months now. They need only ask.
We should do the opposite of defunding. We should help the police more. If you look at Oregon and you look at what's going on out there, we're willing to help. They're supposed to call and say, please send help. They have 10,000 great law enforcement people there. Really? They can take care of it themselves, but we'd be glad to send in the National Guard.
But instead of reaching out for help, Portland is letting hundreds of rioters off without charges. 550 cases have been referred to the DA. Of those, only 45 are being pursued. DA Mike Schmidt says while he doesn't condone the violence, it's about the protesters' right to be heard.
That's Fox's Mary Ann Rafferty with that report. State education leaders are releasing new recommendations for students to return to school.
The Kansas Board of Education says it would like to see schools move to more online classes. It will also cancel sports and other activities if they see the coronavirus trends go in the wrong direction. Randy Watson with the Kansas Commission on Education tells KSN News the ultimate goal is to get students back to class.
They're in the early developmental stages of learning, so social, emotional, appropriate play, self-regulating, phonics, your first letters. And if you miss that or have to go remote with that, it's not an ideal environment. If you have to, you have to.
The board is also recommending that children of all ages should wear a mask. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Europe visiting American allies as tensions grow with China.
It's Mike Pompeo's second trip to Europe in the space of a month, this time visiting four Central European allies, the Czech Republic, Slovenia, Austria and Poland. He's expected to warn against Chinese and Russian influence, as both of those countries seek greater roles in Europe in various sectors, including energy, infrastructure and telecoms. It's a trend the Trump administration is keen to reverse. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
Some local health officials in Kansas are critical of a coronavirus law passed by lawmakers in June. That law contains a privacy act. It states that employers need to get consent from those who tested positive for COVID-19 and close contacts in order to share their information with public health agencies. The local health officials say that legislation hurts contact tracing efforts by making it easier for people infected to refuse to cooperate. They say the law makes it difficult for public health agencies to identify people who have recently come into contact with those infected with the virus. The president talks about whether or not there should be a college football season and what is dramatically different during the pandemic when it comes to two folks getting together. And the weather forecast is on the way as well. KNSS News Time, 8:05. KNSS News Time, 8:08, with Steve and Ted. The president weighing in on the uncertainty of the college football season.
President Trump telling Fox Sports Radio that he thinks college football will be making a tragic mistake if the sport is not played this fall, saying the players can avoid the most serious symptoms of the coronavirus.
You know, these football players are very young, strong people, and physically, I mean, they're physically in extraordinary shape. So they're not going to have a problem. You're not going to see people, you know, could there be, could it happen? But I doubt it.
The president's comments came hours before the Big Ten became the first Power Five conference to postpone its fall football season until the spring. In Washington, John Decker, Fox News.
Dating has changed dramatically during the pandemic.
New York professional matchmaker Samantha Daniels says people who are dating in person have to make some important decisions and have some decidedly unromantic conversations.
You both decide jointly that you're both wearing a mask. If there's some chemistry and you're getting together again, then maybe the next time you don't wear a mask, but you're in conversation after that about how you're being safe.
Daniels says many people are now dating online, a less satisfying but safer substitute for face-to-face dates. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
8:10 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
This morning in traffic at 9 a.m., so less than an hour from now, 9 a.m., they're going to close northbound I-235 exit to Broadway. They're going to be installing another which-way camera pole up there. Again, that's northbound I-235's exit to Broadway going to be closed for the installation of a camera pole. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And let's take a look at our weather forecast here on this Wednesday. Check in and get the latest with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Now that we are well into a summer pattern, we go day to day sometimes as thunderstorm complexes hang on a little longer than expected. And that's the case this morning as they have spread in clouds across parts of south central Kansas. We expect to be partly cloudy and warm this afternoon, our high 90. Storms return again after midnight, our low 72, Thursday 92. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, we have 91% humidity, a breeze out of the east, cloudy sky. It is 71 degrees here on this Wednesday, August 12th. 8:11 with Steve and Ted on KNSS, and that means it's time for Wednesdays with Wagle. Dr. Jason Wagle, every Wednesday at this time with Kansas Perio and Dental Implants. Good morning, Dr. Wagle.
Good morning, Ted.
Glad to have you with us today. You know, I know it's frustrating at times when people call for an appointment to a dental office and then they find out they have to wait a long time for an appointment, but I know that that's not a problem at Kansas Perio.
That's true, Ted. We are very fortunate to have three periodontists here at Kansas Perio. In addition to myself, Dr. Tanner Brock is available. Dr. Brock has been with us for a couple of years. He grew up in Dodge City, and we recently were pleased to add Dr. Mark Hagen to our practice. Dr. Hagen is a Wichita native.
So you got three doctors, so it must be pretty easy to get an appointment with one of you.
Yes, you know, we offer options and can frequently get patients in on short notice because we have the three doctors. We're also conveniently open and available 5 days a week.
And I know you like patients to have great surroundings, a lot of space, and some of that just goes into having your great office aesthetics. And, you know, I haven't been to the new office, but I've heard that a lot of people really enjoy what's going on there and the way it looks, and that certainly goes into any experience when you go to the doctor.
That's true, Ted. Our office has over 11,000 square feet available to serve patients, which has been very helpful during COVID-19. The entire facility was designed with patient comfort and care in mind, trying to make it as relaxing an environment as possible. And we also have the latest technology as well.
Well, of course, speaking of COVID-19, and I know we've talked about this in past weeks too, you just have to keep up to date with all these protocols with COVID-19 that keep changing all the time, and you guys are on top of that.
Yes, we meet or exceed all the new safety requirements. Our office is very modern, and we place a strong emphasis on cleanliness and sterilization, so patients do not have to put off the much-needed or essential dental care to maintain their oral health.
Fantastic, because you've got three doctors, great facility. Now, does someone need to have a referral if they want to make an appointment?
You know, Ted, that's a good question that comes up all the time. We work with many excellent dentists who refer to us often, but many patients come to Kansas Perio by visiting our website, kansasperio.com, and calling us. You don't need a referral to make an appointment. See one of the periodontists and get all your questions answered.
Sounds good. Thanks for talking with us today. Dr. Wagle, have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
That is Wednesdays with Wagle, sponsored by Kansas Perio and Dental Implants. When it's time to get service and serious about your smile, go to kansasperio.com. It is 8:14 with Steve and Ted on KNSS, and that means it's time to check in our daily visit with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, with a training camp update brought to you by American Ag Credits. Good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, Theodore. I didn't realize the NFL and the dental community had so much in common. But listening to your interview with him, I'm thinking, yep. It's like the Chiefs every day was following and tracking that conversation. That's the environment we're in now, too.
And it's we've been talking about how the Chiefs have been handling this preseason unlike any other, and with no games coming up, but just a mental aspect of what you're getting ready for with less than a month to go now before the season begins, and just the day-by-day process of handling all that.
Yeah, by this time in normal circumstances, you know, we'd be playing Cincinnati this week in a preseason game, and it's always kind of the dog days for years. People have followed us on these reports. Now, because of the summer shutdown, for lack of a better term of putting it, and it just seems like a beginning. This is a week of a beginning and a feeling. Yesterday, we did a live stream from the field after practice was over because we were precluded from being on during practice. Friday, we'll actually be on during practice. People can follow us live on Friday morning. Of course, listen to Ted through the entire show. And then when you're done listening to Ted, you can watch us live on the Chiefs Facebook and YouTube channels. And we'll be live during practice. But instead of grinding right now, this team is just feel like it's just getting started. And there's a lot of excitement.
Of course, all week long, we've been kind of focusing on areas in which the Chiefs can find ways to get better. Coming off a Super Bowl championship, you still need to find ways to fine-tune things and make sure that you're hitting at all cylinders a month from now when things begin. And there are some really key players on this roster that could make a difference.
No kidding. And it's one of the reasons, you know, I talk a lot about American Ag Credit, and Greg Reno, we kid about him. But seriously, when you got something that's good and trying to get better and dealing with the circumstances around you and trying to get better, it's what I appreciate about the folks at American Ag Credit. Now, here's why I'm saying that. Chris Jones becomes my focus today. Is he good? Yeah, Pro Bowler. Just signed a new deal where he had $60 million guaranteed money. Mahomes' deal was so unique and interesting that it allowed Chris Jones to be signed and extended for 4 years. But here's where the Chiefs can be better. If Chris Jones can somehow be more consistent. In 2018, he set an NFL record, Ted, with 11 consecutive games with a sack. And if that's just a sack, we get so tied up in sacks, mainly because we use them for fantasy football. Like, it gives us a metric. We don't need something on defense. We'll sacks, put sacks in there. Sometimes sacks can be overrated. But Chris has got to prove he can be as effective inside and outside both. And it's really a question I asked him personally. You know, if he's asked to do that more in these next several years, if he can do it, and the Chiefs need him to do it.
I actually love moving around. I mean, that's what I kind of get an offensive problem, you know, moving around inside, outside. You know, I can stand up and stack for like it. You know, I can stand up, play middle linebacker, you know, whatever he likes. You know?
Yep, trying to find any way he can to get to the quarterback.
And the other part of Chris's game showed up in the last 11 snaps of Super Bowl 54. In that 21-point fourth quarter in a comeback for the ages for the Chiefs, he knocked down three passes in 11 plays.
Mm.
Now, Chris Jones is like have you been to Spearville, Kansas?
Oh, yeah.
If we drove after the show to Spearville and we went to Spearville, Kansas, we would see – well, on their school district property are 228 wind turbines, like the big fans going, right? The wind farm is – and that school district alone has 228 of those babies. Okay. Facing Chris Jones is like looking at one of those big wind things, whatever you call them, because he's got a 7-foot, 3-inch wingspan.
Mm.
And when he's in the middle or the outside, because he's really a Buck Buchanan clone, you like to go back and look at Otis Taylor's birthday yesterday. You like to go back and delve into the past of the Chiefs. Well, this is the recreation of the late Buck Buchanan to me, Chris Jones. But he's got to be consistent. He can't just – where's Chris for 3 weeks? He's got to stay healthy and consistent and play inside and outside. And he's got to be as effective on the outside against the run and not just get sacks. The 69-yard touchdown by Derrick Henry in the last Chiefs loss, November the 10th against Tennessee, Chris didn't do his job on the outside against the run. So if Chris can get that and recapture 2018, look out, because you'll have Buck Buchanan back.
Well, and that would certainly help the defense get to that next level, which is kind of one of the things we've been talking about all week.
Yep, and that's where you've got Willie Gay Jr., who I mentioned on Monday, and watching him yesterday, I'm like, I just get more and more excited. Like, okay, you look at his skill set and his frame and what the Lord gave him for athletic ability. But again, you've got explosiveness or disruption up front. Frank Clark, Chris Jones, Derek Nnadi, Tono Passanio, and others. You get that in the middle. If you get a Willie Gay Jr. who can become a Derek Johnson clone, you know you've got it in the secondary. And I'll get more into that group. We talked about Tre'Davious Ward last week, but I'm going to dive more into those guys next week. But, yes, you could be vastly improved on defense and attacking and just nasty on defense, and then it goes it just makes you that much better with your awesome offense you've already got.
What's on tap for the Chiefs today at training camp?
Well, today actually is what they consider an off day. They still have the NFLPA. They're very closely in line with the NFLPA, obviously. But it's the little day of calm before we jump into what feels like St. Joe. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday are going to feel like St. Joe. In pads on Friday.
Okay.
And first time they'll be in pads in Super Bowl 54. So this really, we hit the foot feet tomorrow.
Excellent. Thanks for the information, as always, and we will visit again tomorrow. So I thank you for your time, as always, and say thank you, Mitch.
Thank you, Theodore. Tours to the Spearville school system today once we get leaving at noon, brought to you by American Ag Credit.
Awesome. Thanks for being with us. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning.
See you, Ted.
That is Mitch Holtis, the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. Daily training camp with Steve and Ted update brought to you by American Ag Credit. It's 8:21 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Traffic and weather on the way. And all about Joe Biden's new running mate. That's coming up on the Sean Hannity Morning Minute, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.